Amen. We've already had church, and I like what I feel here in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And you may be seated. That's what it stands just a minute or two. Hallelujah. It is always a privilege to be able to be allowed to stand on the platform behind the pulpit, microphone in your hand, Bible in front of you. Amen. We always thank the pastor of the church, but we should do that. But we also need to thank the Lord Jesus for allowing it to happen. Amen. 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 Oftentimes I'll get up to the platform and behind the pulpit. I'll try to get everybody excited and say, I don't know what you came to do. I came to praise the Lord. Yes. Well, I know what y'all came to do tonight. Amen. I know y'all came to praise the Lord. I know you came to worship God tonight. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I will try to make it short. I'll do my best tonight. Love the Lord, I love this church, I love the Word of God, yes. Love the people of God. Amen. So, Jesus, if you'll turn in your Bibles tonight to the book of Acts, chapter 27. Acts 27. We want to start at verse number 13. Spirit of the Lord is in this place because you've already felt that Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Acts 27, starting at verse 13. And when the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their purpose, loosening thence, they sailed close by Crete. Not long after, there arose against it a tempestuous wind called Euroclydon. When the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. Running under a certain island, which is called Clauda, we had much work to come by the boat, which when they had taken up, they used helps, undergirding the ship, fearing lest they should fall into the quicksand, straight sail, and so were driven. We being exceedingly tossed with a tempest, the next day they lightened the ship. The third day we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. When neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, no small tempest lay on us. All hope we should be saved, taken away. May be seated. Jesus said, in this world, you will have trouble. Amen. Amen. I know every single person in this place can give an amen to that. In this world that we live in, amen, you will have trouble. If you don't know that, just hold on a little bit and you'll know it after a while. Amen. But Jesus said that's the bad news. Amen. But the good news is, Jesus said, but I have overcome the world.
Right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you're not Jesus, amen, together, amen, you can overcome whatever obstacles, whatever storms, whatever trouble, amen, comes your way. himself in a great storm while sailing on a journey to Rome, 286 souls on board, and sailing many days, slowly past Cyprus and Alexandria and Crete, the south wind blowing softly. Apostle Paul wrote these words, "Not long after, there arose against the ship a tempestuous wind, a tempest, a storm." Hallelujah. This message, and I'll try to keep it short, is entitled, "The Anchors in My Storm." The Anchors in My Storm. And we did, when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. Hallelujah. I personally have felt that kind of feeling. Amen. You think when trouble comes, amen, it's going to move in. Amen. And then hopefully it's going to move on. Oh, but sometimes it just likes to set up camp. Amen. And hunker down. Amen. And refuse to move. No matter how hard you pray, no matter how often you fast. Amen. No matter how you cry out to God. Trouble just don't go away. Hallelujah. Amen. We need some anchors. We need anchors. Amen. In our storm. Trouble has a bad habit of sneaking up on you sometimes. Amen. South wind blowing softly. Amen. We're sailing smoothly. Amen. We're on our way to our destination. Amen. And all of a sudden, here comes the storm. Amen. It comes against us, blows the wind. Amen. We're tossed to and fro. Amen. We don't know what to do. Amen. That's when you need to call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. They were facing a tempest. That's a pretty bad storm. A tempestuous wind. Amen. They're having all kinds of trouble. Amen. Getting together, figuring out what they need to do, what they need to throw overboard, how they need to drive the ship. Amen. And they hadn't seen the sun nor the stars in many days. Amen. Had not appeared. Amen. All hope that we should be saved was taken away. Amen. But then we read what happens next. Amen. The Apostle Paul wrote, "There stood by me this night the angel of God." Amen. Saying, "Fear not." Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to get to those anchors in just a minute. Amen. But one thing we need to realize and understand. Amen. And remember, when we're going through the storm, amen, God said, "Fear not." Yes. Hallelujah. Jesus on the inside. Don't be afraid of the storm. Amen. Because when it looks like all hope is gone, God will send, amen, a messenger, amen, to speak to us, to speak peace, words of comfort, and speak hope into our lives. Amen. And it was then, after the Lord had spoken, it was only after the Lord had spoken, they heard from God and they dropped the anchors. Verse 29 reads like this, "Then fearing lest we should have fallen upon the rocks, they cast four anchors out of the stern and wished for the day." Oh, praise God. Amen. In our storm, we need to hear from Jesus right in the middle of our storm. Amen. These men on that ship, they dropped four anchors after they heard from God. But in our storm, we need to drop the anchors before we hear from God. We don't need to wait around. Hallelujah. We pray. Amen. If we don't get the need to drop some anchors. We need anchors in the storm. Hallelujah. What does an anchor do? Keeps you stable and keeps you steady. It keeps us straight. It keeps us safe. Anchors give stability. Amen. In a storm. When attached to the stern, the anchor prevents the vessel from turning broadside to the waves and to the wind and being overwhelmed by them. Sometimes trouble can broadside us and threaten to sink us. The storms of life can sometimes overwhelm us. But that's when we need to call, amen, on the name of Jesus. Amen. Hear my cry, O God. Attend to my prayer, O Lord. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me. Lead me to the rock. Hallelujah. That is higher than I. Sometimes the storms of life can threaten our spiritual well-being. Amen. I knew a sister in the Lord that just quit coming to church. It wasn't in this church. Amen. But she just quit coming to church. And we were expecting to see her. Amen. On a Wednesday night. She didn't show up. We expected to see her on a Sunday. Amen. And she didn't show up. And when we called her phone, she didn't answer. Amen. But we knew where she lived. Praise God. Amen. And we visited, and she answered the door, and let us in. Amen. We kind of had a little small talk at first, and then I got to the meat of the problem. Amen. I said, why? There's got to be a reason. Amen. Were you offended? Amen. At something? Did somebody do something or say something to you? What's wrong? How come you not come to church? Amen. And her answer was, I just got tired of fighting. Woo. But she had anchors to drop in the middle of her storm. And she wouldn't have had to fight so hard. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to give it to Jesus. We just need to give it over to Him. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm trying to make it short. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just stay on course. Amen. And drop the anchor. Actually, there's four anchors. Amen. We need to drop. Amen. In the middle of our storm. Praise God. Jesus gives us power to the faint. He gives rest to the weary, and they that wait upon the Lord, amen, shall renew their strength. Hallelujah. With Jesus, we can ride out the storm. Amen. The Lord will sustain us. Hallelujah. He'll give us the strength. Hallelujah. The determination. Amen. To carry on. Hallelujah. The key to finding the four anchors can be found in the words that the Apostle Paul spoke. The Apostle Paul, he dropped four anchors before the men on the ship dropped the real anchors. Amen. Anchor number one is in verse number 23. Angel of the Lord had come to visit and give a word. Amen to the Apostle Paul. Hallelujah. We start at verse 22. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. Verse 23. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. That's two anchors right there. Hallelujah. In the middle of the storm, if you just remember whose I am. I belong to Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. My beloved is mine. amen, and I am thy beloved son. Hallelujah. I belong to Jesus. Amen. Whom I serve, the Apostle Paul said. Amen. He remembered that in the storm. Amen. He was in a real storm, in a real ship. Hallelujah. Amen. And I know, amen, storms of life can come. Amen. But if we can only remember, tell yourself, I belong to Him. Understood by me, this is like the angel of God whose I am. The Apostle Paul said, I am God's. I'm one of God's children. Amen. I'm one of God's people. I'm one of God's holy people. Hallelujah. The next anchor was to whom I serve. Woo! You will not survive the storm if you're not serving God. Hallelujah. You're not going to survive the storm if you just come to church and play church and pretend and come to the altar and pretend to cry. Amen. Praise God. Lord, wherever you want me to go and whatever you want me to do, I'll go where you send me. I'll do what you want me to do. Amen. I love your word. I'll obey your word. I love you. I'll obey you. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. Not only whose I am, but whom I serve. Two anchors that will keep you safe and stable in the storm. Hallelujah. In the middle of the storm, it means everything to know we belong to Jesus. Hallelujah. We don't belong to the world. We don't belong to the devil. We don't even belong to ourselves. Amen. We belong to Jesus. Hallelujah. We have His name. We have His Spirit. We have His blood. Hallelujah. We're in His church. We're one of His people. We're one of His children. Hallelujah. We're somewhere in the Bible says, amen, we are special people. Show of hands to everybody that's never been through a storm. Thought so. All right, brother. You better come up here and repent at this altar. Hallelujah. Woo. Anchor number one, I am God. Anchor number two, whom I serve. Praise God. Hallelujah. We know all things work together. Amen. For the good to them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose. Hallelujah. It's a powerful anchor to know that when we're truly serving the Lord and not playing games, He'll work it all out for the good, even in and through the storm. Anchor number three. We can find that in verse 25. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God. Hallelujah. I believe. It's not just that I believe in God. Oh, I believe in God. Hallelujah. But I believe Him. What He says is true. I'll never leave you. Thank you, Jesus. Anchor number three is I believe God. What whatever he tells you. Oh, he's already told us a lot. This is all we need. Hallelujah. This is all we need. Amen. Not only to be saved, amen, but to stay saved. Hallelujah. I believe God. I believe the word. I believe what he says. Hallelujah. I believe God. Putting our trust and confidence in the great God and Savior Jesus Christ. It's a very powerful anchor. Hold us steadfast and stay and safe in our storm. The Bible says to let us hold fast to the profession of our faith. And it will be to the glory of the Lord, and he will bring us out. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Same verse. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God, that it shall be even as it was told. Hallelujah. I believe God. It shall be even as it was told me. Faith. Faith.
That's good.
Faith.
Amen.
Praise God.
Come on.
There's a song that we're probably all familiar with, and I promise I won't sing it. Amen. I'll just lip sync a little bit. I'll just say it to you. Faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. Oh, well, you know, that's a pretty good song. Faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. You don't need a whole lot. Wait a minute. Maybe you don't need a whole lot. I heard somebody say something about a mustard seed of faith.
Amen.
Amen. But don't mustard seeds grow? Faith, faith, faith. The whole lot of faith. You have a little bit of faith. Amen. Praise God. And have just a little bit of God. Amen. You have a little bit of faith. And have just a little bit of victory. Hallelujah. I need a big God. I need some big anchors. Oh, it sounds so good. It makes us feel good. Faith, faith, faith. Just a little bit of faith. But when's your faith going to grow? Hallelujah. Let me tell you where your faith's going to grow. It's in the storm. Hallelujah. Amen. It's in the trouble. Hallelujah. It's in the... Jesus said, it's written in the Word. Amen. It's written in the Word that through much tribulation. Oh, thanks. Hallelujah. Thanks a lot. Does it really have to be that way? That through much tribulation we shall enter into the kingdom. Hallelujah. Amen. We're not going to escape our way to the gate. Hallelujah. You can't get to heaven on road gates. Amen. There's highs and there's lows. There's mountains and there's valleys. But it's in the valleys that I grow. It's in the valleys that I learn. It's in the valleys I get stronger. Hallelujah. Amen. Four anchors. We belong to Jesus. Anchor two. We serve Jesus. Amen. Anchor three, we've heard from Jesus. Amen. Anchor four, we believe Jesus' word. It's God who is able. It's only God who can bless and provide all our need and speak peace in the middle of our storm. Amen. Mark chapter 4, verse 37, there rose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. You all know the story. Hallelujah. I don't got to explain it to you. And Jesus arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." The wind ceased. There was a great calm. Hallelujah. Why didn't they throw out an anchor? Because Jesus was the anchor in that storm. Hallelujah. Jesus is the anchor in that storm. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you don't have anchors in the storms of life, not going to make it. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 6, which hope, speaking of Jesus Christ, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. Hallelujah. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Hallelujah. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength. In whom will I trust? I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Woo!
Come on.
Anchors in the storm. Hallelujah. Praise God. Apostle Paul dropped four anchors. Spiritually, verbally. Before they did it, physically, with the ship. Amen. Storm's not over because we ain't made it to heaven yet. Oh, thank God for the times of peace. Amen. And smooth sailing. Thank God for them. Hallelujah. And as strange as it may sound, thank God for the storm. I don't invite them and I don't ask for them. Amen. But it's in the valleys that I grow. It's in the storms that, amen, I learn to trust in God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I learned to throw out the anchor. Amen. In my soul. Hallelujah. Let's pray tonight. Amen. I want to give an altar call. If anybody wants to come pray at the altar. Amen. Hallelujah. I know there's nobody in here going through a storm. Amen. I know there's nobody in here got any trouble. Hallelujah. Amen. So I know everything's all right. And you didn't need to hear this. Amen. And you didn't need any anchors. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. What's coming to the altar and praying going to do? Amen. It's going to strengthen us. Amen. It's going to remind us. Amen. That Jesus is the anchor. Amen. We have four anchors to throw out in our storms. Hallelujah. He'll take care of it. He'll speak peace. Amen. In the middle of the storm. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's come and pray. Amen. Amen. Let's come and seek the Lord while he may be found. Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you. Glory to God, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Be the anchor in my storm. I'm yours, I believe. I serve. I've heard. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We need to understand and realize how desperately we need him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, Jesus. I know I wouldn't make it without you, Lord. I know I'd be sinking to the bottom without you, Lord. I'd be thrown upon the rocks, shipwrecked. My life would be a wreck without you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I have fallen. Jesus.